Now, when somebody sees somebody calling in on their home phone or regular phone, doesn't even matter what phone you're calling on, but when somebody sees a cellular call coming through, what do we always do? We pick it up. We want to see who's calling. So I find that it's much easier to get a hold of people now when you use your cell phone to make your calls. Most of us have so many nights and weekends free or whatever, so use that. But if you have to pay for the call, keep your call short, but make sure that you're getting at least 5 calls a day for the next 10 working days, and get your list ready of the people that you're going to call. Now, when you're making these calls, what I want you to do is I want you to be prepared with the list of your dates that you have on your open date card, as well as whatever special you're going to be offering them. I hear people say, well, I don't want to pay for any specials. Okay, well, you know what, then stay home and don't make any money, because that's your choice. If you don't have any bookings on your calendar right now and you really don't want to pay for a bonus for that person to book a party, then you can stay home and make nothing, but it doesn't really sound like a real smart move to me. So what I want you to think about is, are you willing to spend $5, $10, even $15 of your commission to go out and work in the next couple weeks, or would you rather stay home and make no money at all? Because that's your choices if you have no bookings on your calendar right now. So let's get smart about this, and if you're sitting here in a situation where you need some bookings, then definitely decide on what kind of special you're going to make these people, what kind of offer you're going to make these people to get them booking within the next couple weeks. Now, by the way, when you're making your phone calls, you got to stand, you got to walk around. It sounds like I'm getting out of breath. That's because I usually, when I'm doing my teleseminars, am pacing the living room. But you can, when you're walking around, when you make your phone calls, you get more energy. When you're sitting at your desk, or you're sitting in the living room and you just sit there and you make your phone calls, you tend to get really relaxed. And as you get really relaxed, you get less and less energy. So a few tips when you're making your phone calls. The first one is to be by a mirror so that you can smile at yourself or whatever, make funny faces at yourself, but have a mirror so that before you pick up the phone, you're smiling, and just get yourself in a good mood, because people can tell when you're smiling over the phone. The other thing is get up off of your seat and on your feet. Now, this is much easier now that we have portable phones, because we used to be tethered, and you could only go so far as your wall phone would let you go. Nowadays, you can put that portable phone on and just keep talking and walking and have a good time. When you're calling these people, make sure that you start building your relationship. If she's maybe been a guest at a party, what I mean by that is if she's been at a party, you might say something like, you attended Susie's party a few weeks ago, and you purchased this item. We have several things that are going to complement your purchase that can be purchased for full price or at discounts. Wouldn't it be great to add some of these items at substantial savings? Again, you're asking a question when I say, wouldn't it be great to add some of these items at substantial savings? What is she going to say? No, it wouldn't be great. That is definitely a question that she's going to say yes to. And then you say, you can do this by inviting a few of your friends and myself over for a fun evening. You're going to be able to earn free and discounted products. I also have a few bonus dates available, and I'm going to bring you a special gift. The bonus dates that I have are Tuesday and Thursday, the 3rd and the 5th. Which one of these is going to work best for you? So what I've done here is the first question I asked her is, wouldn't it be great to add these items at a substantial savings? That is a question that's going to be producing a yes response. The second question I asked her was at the very end, and I said, the bonus dates I have are Tuesday and Thursday, the 3rd and the 5th. Which one of these works best for you? That is a forced choice question where I've given her the choice between something and something versus something and nothing. So don't ask her, after you've asked her that yes response question, don't turn around and say, so would you like to book a party? whenever you catch yourself asking that question, I want you to bite your tongue and just think of something else, but make sure that you're not asking her a question that's going to, that, like, this just comes out, so you want to book a party? Because basically that's going to give her an out. You're giving her an easy out when you say that. Now, also, when you're talking to people, and if you haven't seen people in a while, or there's people that you want to mail a catalog to, if you're short on bookings right now and you try to mail catalogs, that takes longer than if you drove around, maybe set one day aside. If you don't have any bookings in the next week, then you've got some time left on your hands. So make sure you're, instead of mailing those catalogs, you take them and hand deliver them to some of the people that you want to show their, your products to, and also have some samples for them. Now, here's, when you're asking questions, I want you to add, here's some of the questions. And by the way, because we are going fast, I am going to, everybody that registered for this teleseminar, I'm going to email you my notes. So I know you've all been writing fast and furiously, but I'm going to email you my notes so you'll have these notes with your teleseminar. Here's some of the questions. Do you see the benefit of being a hostess so that you can have a substantial savings on your purchase? Isn't it worth considering being a hostess for the 50% discount you will receive on this item? If you're showing one of your maybe hostess exclusive items, she's going to be able to get it, or maybe one of your high-priced items in the company that she's going to be able to get 50% off. Say, you know, isn't it worth considering being a hostess for the 50% discount you will receive on this item? As you're asking this question, what are you doing? Nodding your head yes. Wouldn't you agree that it's better to purchase at a discount than to pay full price? Wouldn't you agree that it would be great to visit with your friends you haven't seen in a while and have a discounted shopping spree at the same time? So these are some of the yes questions that you can use to solicit specific results. Now make sure when you're asking the questions, say things like, wouldn't you agree, isn't it worth considering, the things that are going to, and give them those really positive benefits that they have that they're going to get for being a hostess.